Good morning, I'm Steve Boker with PI Financial, and you're listening to Boker in the Morning. Today is a very late report. We've been sitting and listening to many of the comments coming out of Mr. Jay Powell at the Federal Reserve before Congress for some insight onto when we might expect to see rate cuts. Right now, he is saying there's nothing in the cards. He did mention that rates have basically probably peaked, but will remain data dependent. We note today's action is actually causing markets to go higher on this information. Data dependent means we're looking at the JOLTS numbers for January. That's the job opening steady at 8.9 million. February ADP employment actually jumped from 107 to 140,000. So probably rate cuts not going to happen anytime soon. In corporate news, New York Community Bank gets a $1 billion bailout from private investors. That stock up 18%. And NVIDIA continues to climb into a relentless record territory almost daily at this point. It's currently trading close to $897 a share and is dragging most of the other chip makers up with it. So solid gains coming from Intel, AMD, Taiwan Semi, and ARM. It's helping push the Standard & Poor's up 18 points at 5,097. The NASDAQ up 74 points at 16,014, and the Dow up just 10 at 38,593. Having a little bit of struggling action on the Dow stocks, notwithstanding the gains in the big names like Intel, IBM, and Salesforce.com, the losers include Walt Disney, Verizon, and Nike. In fact, just over half are now in negative territory. Turning to the Canadian market, Bank of Canada also holding rates steady and not giving any kind of forecast of when they're going to cut interest rates. But bond investors liked it. They're up 15 cents to yield 3.34. 10-year Canada's, by the way, up 25 cents to yield 4.1%. So they're even more enthusiastic. As for Canadian data this morning, we got Purchasing Managers Index, and it dipped from 56 down to 53.9, still above 50, showing an expansion in the economy. But a weaker U.S. dollar is also causing commodity stocks to bounce here. Gold up $9.50. It's at a record high at $21.51. Copper up 2 pennies at $3.86 a pound. Crude oil up 85 cents at $79 a barrel. There's some weakness in natural gas, no surprise, down a couple of pennies at $1.94. Overall, though, the TSX up 50 points at 21,576. So that's good news there. And in addition to some of the golds and materials moving higher, we have some interest sensitives and utilities are benefiting from the view on interest rates. Energy is actually lower due in part to a miss by Paramount. They didn't actually miss, but they've guided lower. That stock down 13%. Overseas markets, London up 33, France up 21, Germany up 18, Tokyo down 6, Hong Kong up 275 points. We note Bitcoin is up $3,300 at $67,000 U.S. As for the loonie, up about 0.4 of a penny, 73.97 cents. It's going to cost you $1.35 for U.S. dollar, $1.47 for the euro, and $1.72 for the British pound. You've been listening to Boker in the Morning. I'm Steve Boker with PI Financial. Wishing you a happy and safe trading day.